We have a special guest joining us tonight. Now, Michael Graff is one of the screenwriters of this new film called Green and Gold. And Michael, I'm so happy to have you here with me. Can't wait to talk to you about this film.
Thanks. Thank you for having me, Terry.
We mentioned that you're one of the screenwriters. How does an idea for a film like this, where does this bubble up from?
Well, every project is unique, and every project is birthed into the world in its own different way. This was actually interesting because the director and the producer approached me. Their two brothers that were born and raised in northern Wisconsin had since moved away. They wanted to tell this story and add some Wisconsin authenticity to it. They had written an initial draft of the script that just wasn't landing well. They approached me and they knew I was a Midwestern-based screenwriter and they liked my writing style. And so I basically took their story and stripped it down to the studs and then built it back up again. And it's really, really been a fun project.
Wow, there's a lot to this. Let's take a listen to a part of this film.
For my grandpa Buck, farming wasn't a job, even a way of life. It was a sacred act.
Easy, easy, easy.
For him, it wasn't the frozen tundra. It was the Garden of Eden.
Does your granddad know where you're headed?
He knows I'll be home later.
I couldn't do farming anymore. I was on my way out for some bigger dreams.
This ain't your land.
Well, when you don't pay your loan, it becomes my land.
What was that about?
Where the hell have you been?
Talk to Goaty. Apparently she's got some musicians staying up at her cabin up on the big lake.
I'm Jenny.
Jenny, local musician. Goaty said you might be stopping by.
How much do we owe the bank?
You think I like tearing down the little guy, Buck? You think I like it?
Well, your license plate says A-hole.
I will make a little wager with you. The pack go all the way, I will give you another year interest-free. If they lose, you sign everything over to me.
Take it.
So we ain't betting folks, Jenny.
I want to take your tape and share it with my manager.
Your granddaughter's, she's really talented.
Yeah, I know that. You do anything to hurt her, and I will hunt you down, and I'll cut you like a 10-pointer.
Great.
What do you think you're doing? I'm going to take the bet.
You better pray God owes the pack a favor.
Restoration. You know that no one cares about her little slice of nothing in the middle of nowhere.
I do.
I want to hear you before you become rich and famous.
No guarantee of that. You go chasing your hopes and your dreams, you can forget who you are. And there is nothing worth the cost of losing everything that's wild and free.
In real life, miracles don't always arrive on time.
And the pack beat the bears.
And the good guy doesn't always win.
You still believe in what we're doing?
More than anything. Go back.
Okay, this is Wisconsin. We have mentions of Green Bay Packers, farming, of course, and then music. This is really a central theme in this film, the music of it. What was the choice to kind of dive into looking at this young woman who wants to be a musician?
Well, you know, we really wanted the story to have a universal appeal that felt authentic and real. You know, and it's really a story about two clashing dreams and two clashing sets of priorities. And it's a story about this young woman who wants to pursue her career in music. And she's a beautiful, beautiful, talented musician. And her grandfather who needs to save the family farm. And it's kind of, the story is kind of at the center of the clash between those two dreams. We think that's kind of a more universal story than just featuring a story about a dairy farmer that needs to have his farm saved.
But then you bring in the Packers and the Bears.
Yeah, the movie's loosely based on a real life event. It's about a farmer that is desperate. He's going to lose the family farm, fourth generation Wisconsin dairy farmer. It's fallen on hard economic times, and the bank is going to foreclose on him. He literally bets the farm on whether the Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl or not. And in our story, he's the world's biggest Packer fan. And saying that in a state that's full of the world's biggest Packer fans is quite a statement. You know, if we think in our story, it kind of works. He even names all of his dairy cows after all the great Green Bay Packer players. So it's kind of have fun. We have fun with the fact that, you know, there's a whole herd of dairy cows, you know, cows named Max McGee and Jerry Kramer and Bart Starr. So it's fun. It's been a fun project.
Oh my gosh. How proud are you to be a part of this?
I'm really proud of this. You know, it didn't really hit home until the movie won back-to-back audience awards down this past fall down at the Austin Film Festival down in Texas, and then also at the Heartland Film Festival in Indianapolis. And when it won those audience awards, as a writer, there's just the fact that we were able to connect with an audience that made it all worthwhile. And even the actors, Craig T. Nelson, who stars in the film, he plays kind of the crusty old grandpa, dairy farmer in the movie. He said that what attracted him to the project was the script, was the screen. He said it's got a lot of heart. And I guess he was originally from the Midwest. He grew up in either Minnesota or South Dakota, but he's got family here in Wisconsin. And he said it rung true to him. The story rung true, and it has a lot of heart.
I think a lot of people are going to feel that way when they get a chance to see this. And I can't wait to see this film. I'm talking with Michael Graff. He is one of the screenwriters of this film, Green and Gold. What are your expectations? Do you have any? Do you just go into the opening weekend thinking, here we go?
My expectations, I just want folks to like it. I hope they enjoy it. You know, there's so few opportunities to tell Wisconsin-centered stories. Part of the fact the state of Wisconsin doesn't have film incentives, so it really discourages filmmakers from working in the state. And I just think this is it's a great opportunity to share what makes Wisconsin special and unique and cool and a great place to live. And I just hope that it connects with folks, not just in the state, but around the rest of the country. So, you know, we know what makes, you know, what makes living in Wisconsin great. But Sometimes we need to share it with other folks too. I'm Scotty proud.
Yes, absolutely. And I wish you all the best. Again, Michael Graff, he is one of the screenwriters of the film Green and Gold, opening in theaters this weekend. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Terry.